in the epistle for the Mass of the Sunday within the octave of Christmas, taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4. Brethren, as long as the heir is a child, he differs in no way from a slave, though he is the master of all. But he is under guardians and stewards until the time set by his father. So we too, when we were children, were enslaved under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that He is no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, an heir also through God. And then the Gospel is taken from that according to St. Luke chapter 2. At that time, Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were marveling at the things spoken concerning Him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and for the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign that shall be contradicted. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was Anna, a prophetess, daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her maidenhood, and by herself as a widow, to 84 years. She never left the temple, worshiping with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give praise to the Lord and spoke of Him to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had fulfilled all things as prescribed in the law of the Lord, they returned into the Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong. He was full of wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. So a few considerations today in this Sunday within the octave of Christmas from St. Leo the Great. Considering the words of St. Simeon, when he says to Our Lady, and thy own soul a sword shall pierce. And St. Leo says that the sword pierces the soul of man when Christ is born. And that this sword that St. Simeon speaks of course, it first refers to the woman of sorrows. Thy own soul a sword shall pierce too. That she is going to be the mother of sorrows, that her son is going to die for our sins, and she is going to participate in that death. But it does not only refer to the sorrows, says St. Leo the Great, because the sword is truth. And so that St. Leo says that when St. Simeon said to the Blessed Virgin, thy own soul a sword shall pierce, he was referring not only to sorrow, but to truth. Truth is a sword. And when truth is straight from God, when it is direct, says St. Leo, when it comes straight from God, and when it becomes visible to us, God is going to become visible to us because He's becoming a man. And He is in a manger, and then He is in His childhood walking the city of Nazareth. In His adulthood, when He has reached 30 years old, He will walk the Holy Land, and then He will die on the cross for our sins. He will be visible. The truth will become visible to man, not only in his mind and heart, but to his eyes. And we'll be able to have physical contact with the divine truth in the church, the mystical body, through the sacraments and the teaching of the faith, the gospel of Christ. And this truth is a sword, says St. Leo. It is a sword that comes to us from without, because it comes from God, not from ourselves. But it penetrates into the very marrow of our being. And because she is the greatest of all the creatures that God has made, it will penetrate her more deeply. It'll penetrate her to an almost infinite depth, because she is the greatest, the mother of God. But it will penetrate all those who really accept and embrace this truth. The truth of God has become man. And he has not only become man so that God is visible, says St. Leo, but he has transformed human nature itself so that even human nature becomes incomprehensible to us. It rises to a level since it touches the divinity, since God has made and united himself to it, so that we do not even anymore understand the human nature of Christ. It is too big for us. And so it penetrates our soul like a sword. And there are many reasons why the truth penetrates like a sword. One is that it is a truth that comes from God, and God goes into the depth of our being, separating the marrow and the bone, the marrow from the bones, says St. Leo. It separates the marrow from the bones. It goes straight down to the very core of truth. We now have a clear knowledge or an understanding. God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Trinity. We have a contact with the visibility of that Trinity on the earth. And it is a sword that goes into our beings and transforms us. This sword causes a certain amount of pain on this earth. And St. Leo says it causes a certain amount of pain because we can't fully comprehend it until we get to heaven. And so the truth is like a sword because it shows us when we hear the gospel and the preaching of the gospel, when we come into contact with the truths of the faith, we know a part, but we do not yet comprehend the whole. And we won't comprehend the whole until we are in heaven. And so there is a kind of pain because we want to know all. It is man's desire to know all. He doesn't want to know most. He wants to know all. And we can't fully know all in this life. And so truth is a sword because we can grab onto part of it, but not all of it. And truth is a sword because it is the truth of God which penetrates, and no other truth can penetrate us. Only the truth that directly comes from God can penetrate into our inner being and begin to satisfy us. A sword because it penetrates, a sword because it causes pain, and a sword because truth is the judge, says St. Leo. He says to Our Lady, "This child shall be for the ruin and for the resurrection of many." He shall be for the ruin of many and the resurrection of many. What truth does is it separates error and truth, good and evil. It comes into the world and it divides. The cross divides. And that is why, and truth divides. And that is why he says, this child shall be a sign of contradiction. A sign of contradiction because he will be crucified, but also a sign of contradiction because he is going to speak the truth. Not only is he going to speak the truth, but he is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when the truth proclaims itself boldly, the enemies of the truth will rise up and crucify it. Man doesn't want to hear. Many men do not want to hear the truth. And so the truth becomes a sign of contradiction. Not only because of the crucifixion, but because of the nature of truth itself. When one stands up for the truth and he says, that wall is white, if someone comes in and says, no, it's black, we say, no, that's not right, it's white. You stand boldly for one thing, and therefore it becomes a source of contradiction. It's the nature of truth. There will be those who reject it. And so Simeon, looking at this child, says, this child is the sign of contradiction, the real sign. He is the real division between men. And all are going to be divided by him, to the right and to the left, the saved and the damned. Every man is going to be divided by him. And so the sword of truth, the divine truth that knows the reins of every heart and knows our innermost thoughts and desires, the divine truth will penetrate them and it will judge us. Jesus Christ the Son is going to judge us according to the truth. And some unto ruin and others unto resurrection. But once this truth has come to the world, there is no turning back. We either are going to embrace it and accept it, or we are going to reject it. But we, none of us, can neglect it. Either acceptance or rejection, these are our options. once God has become man. And acceptance leads to a beautiful deepening of the soul. This truth, says St. Leo the Great, is different than any other because it is a truth that not only touches the mind, it reaches the heart. It transforms our actions. It turns us into a different kind of person. This is the truth of the gospel that is Jesus Christ. He is truth, and that truth is the way, and that truth is the life. And so from this day forward, the life and the way to happiness can never be separated from the truth of the gospel. And it makes sense then, the life of the missionary. What is his goal? It is to bring the truth to the world. And when he brings the truth to the world, it changes its ways and it lives. If he does not bring the truth to the world, its ways will lead to perdition and it shall die. If we want life and a good actions in the world, which are the life and the way, then it is only possible by bringing to the world the truth. And the truth is a person. And everything he is and everything he does is truth. Even when he is a little baby and says no words, he's truth. And performs no miracles, he's truth. He's a sign of contradiction in the temple at 40 days old when Simeon and Anna see him. And they go and speak to the people about the salvation of Jerusalem and the salvation of Israel that is in the temple. And at that moment, they will listen to Anna, they will listen to Simeon, or they will reject him. But they have to make a choice. And all of us must make a choice. St. Leo says, truth comes to the world. And this truth is going to divide all. We're all going to have to make a choice about this truth, whether we accept it or not. And we adore and give thanks because we have never seen such a beautiful thing as the truth that is God until Jesus Christ came. Then we can see the beauty of truth and we can love it. Before we could see it, we could not fully love it. But now we can see it, and therefore our human heart can love it. We can love the sacraments, we can love the church, we can love the mystical body of Christ, we can love his physical body, we can love the doctrines of our faith. And this loving them transforms us. If we only memorize them, that's not knowing the truth. It's by letting the truth act as a sword that penetrates into our being. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce. And if it does not pierce it, then we have not embraced the truth. And so let's try to embrace the truth and live by it all our days. And I wish you all, following the teaching of St. Leo, wish you all then a happy and a holy Christmas and Christmastide. And we'll close it at that. And God bless you all. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.